25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News Time is 8:28. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. Clay Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander, joining us now on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. Good morning, Chuck. Great to be with you this morning. Doing well.
Hey, glad to have you on board. How are things going at the Legion?
Well, I tell you, it's been pretty busy going on with planning for events that we got coming up. And, if you got the time, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about Flag Day coming up 1 week from today.
Yeah, indeed. June 14th is Flag Day. What will be going on, Clay?
Well, this is going to be our first ceremony that we've done in a while. We're going to open it up to the public. We'd like for everybody to come on out, but we're going to make it an All-American Day on the 14th. I'd like to encourage everybody to fly their flags on June 14th, in particular for Flag Day. Come on out to the American Legion for hamburgers and hot dogs between 5:30 and 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, we're going to do a formal flag retirement to demonstrate. Basically, we'll retire one flag very ceremoniously to represent those that we do retire throughout the year privately.
This is this is a great idea, to bring the community out, because typically Flag Day and ceremonies are, I think, probably fall by the wayside or they may not have that much of an impact. This is a great way to bring the community together and essentially do some education at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're also going to plan on, have a little time for people to have some family time with, a little bit of cookout there, and we'll have some free flavored ice for the kids and some small flags to hang it out for the kids. And around 6:45, we'll do a little flag etiquette presentation to kind of remind everybody of the importance of displaying and how to treat the flag appropriately. And then we'll retire one that has had a long and faithful service life.
Wow, what a nice program you have planned coming up a week from today. June 14th is Flag Day. We're talking with American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs, and they have a nice ceremony, an event planned out at the Legion coming up 1 week from today. So, Clay, the public invited then, correct, Clay?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. And we're planning on having representatives of both VFWs, the American Legion family, law enforcement, fire department, all participate in this flag retirement. So it's going to be a great community event.
Well, you mentioned, Clay, about flag retirements. You do have a flag disposal. It looks like a mailbox out there, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. It's open 24 hours, 365. If people have flags that they would like us to retire appropriately, they're welcome to drop those off anytime. During that ceremony, if you want to bring in your flag that you need to have retired and purchase a new one, we'll have flags for sale.
Okay.
All made in the USA. It's surprising how many flags are not made in America these days, but these American Legion flags guaranteed made in the USA.
I'm glad you said that,
Thank
Clay,
you.
Because we have taken a couple flags out and put them in the box out there for proper disposal at American Legion Post number 5. And when looking for a flag, I know my wife and I always look to see if the flag is made in the USA, and that's a good point. So at the Legion, you do have flags for sale then, Clay?
Yes, we do on a daily basis, and we put in a good stock for Flag Day so that we would have them available. Ones that are just used for occasions will be like $20. Ones that are suitable for everyday use, all-weather flags, those are be $30 for a 3x5 flag.
Clay, why is it so important for this day and age and this generation to learn more about, proper flag etiquette and really what to do with the flag when it's at the end of its life?
Yeah, I think you may get me started on something emotional here, but I do think that the flag, particularly for, a lot of us and for veterans, it's a unifying symbol that represents all of us, and it unifies us sometimes our country is not always divided, it is not always united in our opinions and in our politics, but the flag is what unites us as a country. And I just think that when the flag represents each and every one of us and the freedom that we celebrate here in the United States, and when that flag has served a long and faithful life, it deserves to be retired respectfully and treated appropriately by everybody in our country. And that's why we just want to help educate people on paying proper respect for our flag.
Well said. So what does the retirement ceremony of a flag consist of, Clay?
The one we're going to do particularly, I would just like to emphasize that the appropriate method of disposing of retiring a flag when the time comes is by burning, but it's by a respectful burning, not just, you know, throwing it in a fire. So you have, you know, it'd be a respectful burning, and particularly the ceremony we're going to do celebrates the history of the flag and actually takes it apart one stripe at a time, representing the original 13 colonies, and then the field of blue then is also disposed in the fire. That ceremony itself takes, you know, a significant amount of time, you know, and when you have 100 flags, you know, to dispose of, it's just not practical to do that. So we also are going to demonstrate that it's appropriate, how you can appropriately retire your own flag, or how we also retire flags when there are several of them that we have to do. So those will be the two. We'll do one formally, and that flag will represent all the flags that we retire throughout the year.
All right, Clay, remind folks what the schedule is going to be here for this upcoming Tuesday, the 14th.
Once again, Tuesday the 14th, fly your flags all day. Bring them out to the American Legion to replace them if you'd like. We'll have hamburgers and hot dogs from 5:30 to 6:30 for sale. About 6:45, we'll do some flag etiquette, and 7 o'clock, we'll do the flag retirement. If I have just another minute, I'd like to mention that Chase County also has the veterans do a flag retirement ceremony there. It's a little bit later, about 8:15. Community Band of the Flint Hills will play, and at sunset, they will retire several flags as well.
Well, what a great event, and we certainly want to encourage and invite the public to be a part of it at American Legion Post Number 5 a week from today, Flag Day, June 14th. Clay, I appreciate your time. I'm glad you guys are doing this out there, and we hope to see you down the road later.
Absolutely. We're hoping this will be a huge success, but also a building block for even, you know, bigger events in the future, and an annual event for us.
We hope so, too.
Sounds
thanks,
good.
Clay.
Thanks, Clay.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Yeah, it's Clay Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander, previewing a special flag retirement ceremony at American Legion Post Number 5, just off of Industrial.
What a cool deal.
On 12th Street.
What a cool deal to get the community together and do the flag retirement ceremony and honor and respect the American flag in the process. Super cool deal, and I hope that becomes a longstanding tradition.
Yeah, so again, mark that down. Hamburgers and hot dogs out there, 5:30 until right around 6:30, and about 6:45 they'll start their ceremony activities out at the American Legion. And they do have flags for sale.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that, really, and of course, flags they sell there are made in the USA. And he brings up a good point, because oftentimes you go to try to find a flag to buy and they're not made in the USA, which does not seem right, does it?
Usually it's China, if memory serves me correctly. Yeah. So it is very weird to import the American flag. Don't do that. Go to the American Legion and get yours.
Yeah, and of course, if you need to have a flag retired, there's in the parking lot, looks like it's a mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put your flags in there, and then they are retired properly by the American Legion. And I know we've dropped a couple of flags off out there.
Cool deal. Great deal here by the
American
Legion.
Yeah, it really is. So that's a week from today. Good to have Clay on. Good information there. Our Newsmaker 2, brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. CB Financial. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777. It is 8:36. Now the headlines from ABC.
A clearly heartbroken teacher who tried to save his students at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas 2 weeks ago says he